Come and join the gathering on Equilarium FM for inspired conversation and guidance to lighten and brighten your day. Claire Johnson has gatherings around her kitchen table with a group of interesting and vibrant guests who are professionals from all fields of the healing arts. Real people integrating spirituality into everyday reality. Laughter and joy are two of the main dishes served at her table. And now, here is your host, Claire Johnson, raising vibrations across the nations, inspiring you to become all that you can be.
Hello, hello, and welcome to this, the ultimate show on the season of Equilarium FM. So on this last show is called The Future is Bright, The Future is Golden. And this week, around my kitchen table, we will be celebrating the full moon finale show. I will be joined once again by my beloved soul sisters, Josephine Tyrrell.
Hello, Claire. Hello, everyone. It's so wonderful to be here today.
Jill Orsman.
Hi, everybody.
Anita Wisdom.
Party, party, party.
And Carmen Vestergaard.
Hello, it's such a joy to be back again.
Here we are on the last show of Equilarium FM. We've had such a wonderful journey and amazing experiences on On Times Radio, and we are eternally grateful for all that it has given us and enabled us to grow into.
Absolutely.
Yes. Equilarium is my visionary project to build a spectacular, high vibration, holistic healing arts and education centre in Northern California. And throughout our time on air, it has gathered great momentum and gained a lot of powerful support and interest, continuing to expand and evolve in amazing ways from week to week. It will undoubtedly become the most incredible global spiritual unification and empowerment centre of our time. Yeah! So we've all come a really long way since planting the initial seeds of Equilarium on our very first show, which was
April the 22nd.
Master number.
2015.
Yeah.
Wow.
And this week we'll be sharing our developments, revealing our plans, hopes and dreams for futures which are totally, totally being limitless and which lie beyond our present comfort zones.
Sounds good to
so
me.
We'll be sharing all of this with you, and so come join us as we raise those vibrations across the nations in total celebration.
Woo-hoo!
Wonderful. Yeah, this is the time of new beginnings. It's a golden year. It's a 9 year, isn't it? It's about completion. Mm. And so it's about evolving, isn't it? Mm. It's things that you put out 9 years ago are coming to fruition. And for me, Equilarium was started 18 years ago. So that's the
double masters.
So it's two nines coming together. And so that's why it's time for me to also move on and move beyond, like we are all doing. And we're all being called in the world to move beyond your comfort zone. And this has become a really, really beautiful, familiar space for me. And as you were saying, coming back today, how far we've come from the very first show when we were like, you know, oh, my God, what are we going to do?
We're going to be on the radio.
We're going to be on the radio. Yeah. How do we, you know, turn on the microphone, and how do we do this and how do we do that?
What do you mean? That was every week.
That's true. So, you know, it serves everybody good to take a moment to look back and reflect how far you've come over any particular period of your life. Solstices always give us that chance to look back to where you've come from the previous solstice. Your birthday is a very specific personal one where you can see the overview of how far you've actually come in that year. Christmas is obviously a general landmark for everybody. But this today for us is a really pinnacle moment, isn't it? To not only look back at where we've come from and to appreciate, you know, what we've learned along that journey, but to see, you know, where we're going to. So it's that amazing point on the mountain where you can look back down everywhere that you've climbed and you can see the landscape that you know that is your known world, but you're also absolutely on that peak. And so you can dare to look beyond and you can look and you think, right, I'm either going to turn around at this point and walk all the way back down to my known world, or I'm just going to leap and go beyond. And that's where we're all at right now.
It is, but it's about hearing your calling at that point, where there's actually no option to look back and think, I'm going back there. There isn't. You're absolutely compelled to move forward and think, yes, this is it. This is where I'm going. And you're looking forward from the point, for sure. And you're looking to the end as far as you can see, because you know that's your new beginning.
Exactly. You know? And there's light on the horizon. Yeah. Make that what you set your eyes on. Mm. And you just keep aiming forward.
And feeling it here now. So even though that's where you're going, it's feeling the energy of it here now keeps you in alignment with it, doesn't it, in your daily life.
Living it in the here and now, seeing it, but actually living it in the here and now, experiencing it as if you were here in this moment doing it.
Yeah, but even if you don't know what that will be, it's living in that trusting that the future holds something, you know, really exciting. So you stand on that bridge with excited anticipation. Not necessary to have an idea, a fixed idea of what's coming or what you want to happen, because that can often limit you, when the universe can come up with much more creative, much more amazing things that you would love that you can't imagine. So you just have to be there with excited anticipation, thinking, what is it going to be? I mean, for me, it feels like, you know, they're standing behind the curtain and they're just about to go on stage and you can hear them calling, and it's just like, you know, lights, camera, curtain's just about to raise, and what's out there, you don't know, but it's exciting. You can feel this building, you know, like a birthday surprise where, you know, they're in the room and you're just about to enter and you know they're all there waiting for you, and it's just like,
absolutely.
It's so true what you said about staying in the present moment, because the minute you go ahead, you go into the fear place because you don't know.
Because you don't
know. And your mind wants to keep you in the knowing, because that's where you're safe. And it's, I think what we're all learning is to keep back dropping into our heart and going, okay, what's it feel like? And then allow that excitement to come up, like you said.
Yeah.
And just trusting that you are in, that everything's in its perfect order. You're here at the right time, the right place, and everything will unfold, especially when you're coming from your heart and you're going with that right intention, with that right vision of what it is that you're here to do.
Yeah, that you will be led and that you'll be guided and protected at all times as you follow your truth. But we've got really, really tricky energy around at the moment, haven't we? You know, we were talking about it's coming in waves. You know, it's this coming in and going out. And so, you know, the world can be a bit chaotic and confusing, you know, and then you retreat back into your centre and, you know, you rebalance, you resource, and then you can go back out. It's not an easy place to be at the moment. There's massive changes happening around.
There is. It's, you know, there's a conscious awakening that it seems like, you know, we're on roller skates going towards our future with it. You know, you are waking up and you're just thinking, right, you know, but you have to cope with the here and now in the everyday life, and that is tricky, and it can be tricky. But
that's where the mastery and the practice, and actually that's where the gifts are, because if we're here to master those low vibrational energies, and so they are perceived as your gifts in order for you to grow, to become more present, to master your ego self, really. Yeah.
And you've got a lovely piece of writing, Claire, haven't you?
I have, which is all about this. So I thought we'd start today's show by actually getting my writing out of the way, because I can feel a party atmosphere building. And by the end of the show, you know, we might run out of time. So if you just take, this is probably the only moment to take a bit of calm and quiet.
Yeah.
And
if you're driving, could you pull over, please, and turn off your engine and do not operate heavy machinery?
Stop operating your heavy machinery.
Stop operating, indeed.
Absolutely.
So, believe me when I say there is a complexity around today in an energetic way that is proving quite hard for you all to cope with day to day. It is a complicated path to travel. To navigate safely through, one must learn to journey inwards and find stability in your core. These are difficult times with many, many changes that you are having to adapt to on a daily basis. Make the centre of you the most peaceful, beautiful, calm oasis, bathed in golden agape love, where you can resource, connect deeply to source, and regain your own balance, harmony, and equilibrium. From this divine place of gentle strength, you can release all sense of the victim role. You can see more clearly the higher purpose of your own soul and disconnect from the abject chaos and confusion of the outer world. When you are in this happy place, grounded in love and positive reconnection, you will see your direction as clear can be. Trust you will be guided and protected at all times, so remember to return to your core when you feel fear or doubt or are just unsure. Develop an inner column of incandescent light that is so bright and so radiant that it lights the way not only clearly for yourself, but illuminates the path for as many people as possible who are perhaps struggling along the way, who are in direct need of your extra love and light to help them find their way. Beam as brightly as you can. Beam as brightly as the sun, and bring more love and light to the world. Turn up your own flame again and again and again until it can be seen from afar, when you will see what a great benefit it will be for the world to see the beautiful star you are.
Oh, it's beautiful, Claire. And here we are, beaming in Brighton.
Brightly
in Brighton.
Yeah. So when, you know, sometimes people say to me, well, what do you mean beam brightly or, you know, shine brightly? It's that taking that strength into your core and just breathing it in, breathe in that energy and just become stronger yourself. And then you do radiate it. It's as simple as that. You just have to find it in yourself, don't you? You can journey in.
And it starts with love.
It does,
and loving
exactly.
yourself. You know, when you, the first and most important thing to do is if you can love yourself.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it goes in alignment with forgiveness.
Yeah.
You've got to forgive yourself first and then forgive everyone else round about you, because that brings in the inner peace and then your light shines through.
Yeah. So if you, you know, if you'll, after the break, we're going to come back and tell you some more about that.
Yes, look, we're coming up to our break now.
We
so
are.
Stay tuned and we'll see the other side.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
Memoirs of the Bright Side of the Moon. A true story of love beckons you to remember the bright side. You will enter and discover another side of the Pink Floyd and share the return journey of an artist born to help humanity through creating beauty. Written by Ginger Gilmore. Available at angelscript.com today. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know, I tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
So, welcome back from the break. But all I was going to say before the break was, if you just take the time to take three deep breaths and recenter yourself to your core, that's how you can get your balance back. That's how you can visit your internal oasis. Even in your busy day, step away from your desk, step away from your family, you know, even go to the bathroom and just take 3 deep breaths in.
Works every time.
Exactly, works every time. And get to your happy place. Happy in a gappy place. Yeah, exactly. So, right, I'm going to take this show, the opportunity to catch up with you all girls and find out what you've been up to and where you're going to go to and how far you've come since the beginnings. So, Jill, I think I'm going to start with you, darling.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you. Being a regular on here as often as I can, it's been an amazing experience to share it with you, and as we know, we all remember how frightening it was when we first started it. We didn't know what the hell we were doing, did we? But it's an absolute steep learning curve.
We've been professionals at all times.
Oh, I know. But it started with me for you, because you said, I want to interview you about you photographing the orbs. And it was like, what came up for me is like, oh, I'm not ready for that. You know, and so I really deflected it for quite some time. And I think I finally had my spot when after you'd moved, and we ended up, you had no
Wi-Fi
at your house, and you had to come to my house, and we did the show for the first time at my house, and we had a power cut. Remember, we blew the system. So we were about to talk about me photographing energy, you know, because I specialise in seeing the unseen. And by hook or by crook, we got back on, didn't we, through mobile phone technology in the end, which was just, we were just so chilled and relaxed. And you were there, Carmen, weren't you? It actually was a brilliant show.
It was an amazing show.
Yeah, so, you know, and it was lovely to be able to share, to be interviewed by you for the first time, which was just really funny. And I loved it. It was great.
Obviously, just funny.
Yeah, and then I got an opportunity from another radio show later on in the year, you know, to come on their show. So you'd already kind of primed me. Yeah. So, I have to say thank you for that. Because we're all learning. We're all, you know, stepping over our out of our comfort zones, aren't we? So, you know, just it's interesting just looking back, you know, because I've just started on my journey, really, and started running workshops for the first time last year, teaching people how to photograph orbs. I don't think there's many people in the world doing that right now. So I like to think I'm a bit of a pioneer in that field. And then I had, you know, I've had an extraordinary year, as we all have, you know, we'll just get a taste from each one of you. But it's, you know, about you stepping up and you, for Equilarium, it's a massive project for you. But my mini Equilarium, in a way, is just that, you know, I started running workshops and I thought, oh, maybe in about 3 years' time I'll be doing retreats around the world or something. Anyway, that's come in way sooner than I ever thought. And I'm looking at doing my first retreat in France, imminently, 7-day retreat next month, actually, at Easter. And I literally just printed off the document today, and I've just shown the girls today, and I've seen it for the first time in hard copy, and I'm quite blown away by it, actually. Because I've not seen it. I've held it in my hand, and it's like, oh, my God, here it is.
Yeah. So look how far you come.
Yeah, and I've done it on digital form, and I'm going to show them at the end of the show, because I'm so pleased with what I've created. I've really had to grow. I found an amazing piece of software that I wanted to present it in. And so I took it to, you know, the highest realm I could take it to in order to present it. Because I've come from a background of advertising, you know, that's been my profession. So I know how things are packaged and put out, as you know, with your dad being in the advertising design business. And, you know, and it's just given me that lovely opportunity to shine again.
Yeah.
You know, because I was really at the top of my field 20 years ago as a photographer, being very, very successful. But I'm completely stepping out of that now. And, it's been a big step for me. And it's unknown territory. It's all of the unknown and a lot for what all we're doing, you know. But I'm just fueled by the excitement of it because I don't know what it is.
Exactly. Mm.
And that's all I can say. Yeah. And that's what I know that I'm going to bring to those people that it resonates with, and they're going to come on an amazing journey. And it's going to be very magical.
Yeah.
So,
fantastic. Jill, you said that you thought it was going to be 3 years, but all of a sudden you've got your retreat planned. And when is your retreat going to be?
In Easter, next month.
But it's this, you know, when you see the word retreat, it actually doesn't do what you're doing in France in March.
Justice.
So why don't you tell us all about that? Because it is just incredible.
Well, it's called Beyond the unseen, and it's going to be in a little village called Puyvert, which is just south of Carcassonne, deep in the heart of Cathar country. There's a real Mary Magdalene thread running through this. So this is far bigger than I know. It's come together with me wanting to take a group that's already been on my workshops, who I've taught them how to photograph orbs, and the place that we're actually going to has got an amazing energy portal on the land, and I experienced that last year. And I came back with an amazing picture, which I've put on the front of my document here. And it's two columns of light that I believe is like a gateway.
Mm.
And I'm running the retreat with a lovely guy called Luc Tibor Erdos, and he discovered this place a few years ago, and he calls it the ninth gate.
Wow.
So, you know, it's like we're in a ninth year, we're in a completion year. And so I've called it a journey into the unknown, encounters with orbs, energy portals, and nature spirits. And it's a unique quest for your soul.
Fantastic.
So it's a journey into Narnia, is the only way I'm describing it. So,
and the place where you're holding it, it's just got the most beautiful, sacred, divine energy, hasn't it? You know, even in the actual accommodation and everything that's put on the... where you eat everything, that beautiful cafe.
Yeah, it's going to be lovely.
Everything. So
yeah, we've got in-house chefs. So we've got a beautiful French farmhouse in its own grounds of 650 acres,
wow,
set in a crystal basin at the foot of the Pyrenees Mountains. Wow. So you're immersed in nature, absolutely, you know, imbued in that energy.
Yeah.
You know, and we have this amazing portal on the land that we're going to play with.
So you see why retreat wasn't enough.
No, you're right.
It was like, what's
the opposite to retreat?
Advance.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Come on, my advance. My advanced course.
So we've got some very unique locations that we're going to go to, very sacred places. There's an amazing ancient labyrinth that I've seen. It's amazing.
So is it open to outsiders, or was it only people who've been on your workshops? And
well,
where can listeners find out more about this?
The first refusal is for people that have done my workshop already, okay, because I've said to them, you guys you've taken the first step, okay, you opened your heart and you came, and so, you know, your gift is you get to do everything else that I'm going to offer. So I've sent it out to them first. I've already got somebody booked on it. I've only got 12 places. Yeah, so there's only 11, you know, there's 11 places left, so... say that again, sorry.
Is it open to listeners?
That's what I'm going to do. I'm being guided to actually open it up, to be honest.
Mm.
Yes.
Because you know that the group of 12 is divinely orchestrated.
Yeah.
It has a higher purpose and a higher vision. So that's
But there
beautiful.
Might be somebody listening right now who's just resonating with on a deep level, going, that's what I've always wanted to do. That's what I need to learn.
I feel there's one lucky listener out there finding the opportunity.
Where do they find details then, Jim?
I've got a link to my document, which is going to be an online document. So I've created that. So I can put that link on
the end of the show.
On the end of the show. And also we've got our Equilarium Facebook page, I could put it on there. So
okay,
actually,
fantastic.
So I am declaring that I'm putting it out to the world.
Well done.
Yes.
Hooray!
Thank you.
And honestly, if you see what we're seeing, you should jump at the chance to go on this, because this is a retreat and a half.
Yeah,
a retreat and a half.
Yeah,
it's a retreat for the heart.
Yes,
a retreat for the heart. I love that.
Yeah,
it's great. It is a treat for the heart.
Yes.
And it will be heart centered. It will open you up.
It's an advance into the heart.
An advance into the heart.
Rather than a retreat. Yeah.
Well, that's it. Let's say, turn it on its head. You know. I'm very excited about it.
Very magical experience.
Mm-hmm. Very, very magical experience. It's going to be a big experience for people, but it's going to be fun.
And look how far that you've come. As you say, before you were thinking, I might want to do it, and yet here you are. This is what's happening, isn't it, at the moment? There's a quickening.
Yes.
Happening. We're doing instant manifestation. Things are coming really, really fast. So put out your thoughts really powerfully and really positively for the future, for what you want, and then be prepared to adapt to the changes when it arrives quicker than you're expecting. Instead of being like, oh, I wanted that, but not yet. You just got to, it's come.
Especially when you go into that place of calmness and you come from the heart, because what you'll find is that your vibration is higher. So therefore, you know, when you're operating from this high vibration, you do just find that you're quicker to the manifestation. It just happens in a heartbeat. And we've all had you know, experience of that, haven't we?
Absolutely. Mm. So that's what I'd encourage everybody to do. Mm. But then you do have to adapt to the speed that these changes are coming.
Yes.
Because, you know, like you had it, the gauntlet was thrown down to you. It's suddenly like, what, next year you could do it right now? And it's just like, am I ready to do it right now? And the answer is just say yes to everything that the universe is bringing you, everything's presenting to you, because you never be... You know, you'll never be asked to step up to something that you can't actually, you're not actually ready to do. It's only your mental limitations, you know. So if the opportunities present themselves, free your mind and step up to those opportunities and accept them. Because that's how to step beyond, isn't it?
It is. That's why it's been called that.
Exactly. Beyond.
Yeah. Beyond the unseen. So thank you, guys. That's my share.
Pleasure. And, yeah. So wonderful, wonderful to hear.
Yeah, it's very exciting because it's the first time I've really shared it.
And we're all very, very proud of you.
Yes. Bless you. Beautiful. Jill, we can't wait to hear how it all goes.
Yeah, and so you have a website as well, don't you?
I have a website that's being built, which is orbphotography.co.uk. So if you did go on there, just register, so I've captured your name, and then when the site's live, which is quite soon, I will be letting everybody know.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's all coming. It's all coming.
Orbs are us.
Orbs are us. Orbalicious.
Yeah.
We've created new vocabulary around it. Yeah. My participants are called the Orbsters now.
The Orbs, I mean, they are a new form of energy communication.
What's really lovely is that bridging the gap between what most people see as this physical everyday reality and then teaching them so that they can understand there is an energetic universe. It's just as real, and you're bringing that into their reality, in a sense, which is lovely, because everything is energy.
Mm. And for the listeners that are unfamiliar with orbs, how would you describe an orb?
Gosh, it's just a beautiful vibration of energy. Okay. Mm. I mean, for me, it sits in the realm of spirit energy. Mm. I mean, I know I've got two around me and I photograph them more than once. So they're like passport pictures now. You know, I know it instantly when I look at a picture, it's like, oh, yeah, you know. That's what I'm opening up and sharing with the world and helping other people to acknowledge that they've got them and they, you know, be able to photograph them. So thank you. If you can hold on, we're going to hear from the other girls just after the break. And stay tuned. Be back the other side.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Memoirs of the Bright Side of the Moon. A true story of love beckons you. To remember the bright side, you will enter and discover another side of the Pink Floyd and share the return journey of an artist born to help humanity through creating beauty. Written by Ginger Gilmore. Available at angelscript.com today. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hey ladies, do you want to have that good hair day feeling all the time? Gentlemen, would you want your special someone to have that glow, letting you know she's feeling completely satisfied? This feeling and that glow can be yours by embracing your sexual power. So join me, Rachel Kenley, award-winning romance author, on The O-Spot. The O-Spot will guide you to that peak with guest interviews, book discussions, and conversations on the thrills of sexual empowerment. Put the zing back in your life. Come up and see me sometime on The O-Spot, live on Hump Day at 10 p.m. Eastern.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
So, welcome back. Fascinating section from you, Jill. Lovely to catch up on what you're doing.
Thank you.
And then now, let's find out about the rest of you guys. So, Josephine,
well,
tell us what you and Anita have been up to.
Well, since we've last been on the show, which we've really loved, we've loved every part of being on the show. It's been so gorgeous, and thank you, Claire. And it seems amazing that it actually doesn't feel like the last time. It actually feels like just the beginning all over again. We're on to the next big thing. And we'll always work together. We've been the five-star healers together. We've been the Real Holistic Housewives together. Yep. And we're going to work in the art house together, which is great. But separate to what you've been doing, although it's always been connected, you and I, Claire, we've known each other a long time now, haven't we? How long is it?
20 years. Something like that.
But, you know, so we're very, very connected in our energy. But since then, we have written a channeled book, come down, called Being Limitless. And it's a book of truth and consciousness, and it's a book of peace and enlightenment, and it's about manifesting miracles in your everyday life. And out of that book, which, you know, has got 12 chapters and 12 blessings and 12, you know, everything around the number 12. So, funnily enough, we're all about the number 12.
Aren't we?
Yeah. And, you know, so it's basically out of the book, there is, which is being published very shortly as well in May. That's I don't know if we're to publish it in May, which is wonderful. And then, so out of that comes a string of workshops and one-to-one workings, and we've got the guidance that is going to go global. So we've been busy working on that, haven't we, girls?
Yeah, we've been very busy. And what's being channeled in these teachings is a new way for humanity. Because when we first got together as five-star healers, as we call ourselves, and we held hands, we brought down this column of light. Mm-hmm. And at the same time that I saw this column of light, I saw the world was upside down, and then I saw the world flip itself up the right way. And it was in human beings and in education. And then what's followed on from that is these teachings to help humanity. So it's putting them in alignment with a purpose in their life, their purpose that they were born to live. Because lots of people, you know, there's lots of things about all visualize and manifest. But if you're not manifesting, visualizing that's in alignment with your soul and your soul purpose, you're still missing the point. You're missing the joy and the delight and the excitement of life that you girls were sharing a bit earlier. So this is a complete course of peace and enlightenment for every individual to help transform, turn around their lives, get on purpose, but in a really fun and divine way.
That's
good.
And it's about getting rid of all your limiting beliefs that, you know, control us, you know.
We don't have many of those.
Not anymore, because the course has got a beautiful, gentle practice that takes you through. There's a daily soul reflective practice that takes you through and gets you beyond those, that heals the limiting beliefs. Mm. And it does bring you into full alignment with your soul purpose, your soul calling, why you're here, and which is wonderful. So it brings passion into your life from every angle, where you get really excited about your life and where you're going, and you believe, you understand that you're this limitless being, and you can create anything in your life. You've got the power to change your life now. There's no great big thing that you've got to do. It starts with changing the thoughts that you have in your everyday life.
It's giving people their power back, because you're either in charge of your life or somebody else's, and we're not here to be part of somebody else's plan. We're here to be each individual as part of their own plan. And everything's here to work in divine harmony. But if you haven't got your plan, your plan hasn't revealed itself to you yet, you're a pawn in somebody else's version of your life. And so what this course does is it gives you your own plan, you know, that's already in you, it's in your blueprint. And then you get your passionate excitement, because you know it's resonating, and you're resonating every day, and then you're a joy for everybody else around you, because you're not contributing to the misery. contributing to the excitement and the joy and the upliftment of everybody, which is what's needed.
And it is a book on consciousness, and it is actually understanding fully that we, you know, we've got absolute power to change your life now, this very moment, you know, just by changing our thoughts, because your thoughts become things, you know. Man is mental in nature, you know. So understanding that, and Carmen, you're coming along to help. You know, there's a series of global retreats. There's also
going to be Being Limitless Radio.
Yes, we're going to have Being Limitless Radio, so we'll be joining Claire on the airwaves.
That'll probably be more like a talk show, though. Whereas Claire, yours is inspirational and uplifting, and ours will be more of a talk show, question and answer. So we're going to be live on air, and it will be interacting.
And we'll be working through the course and the teachings of the course.
It's going to be lovely.
So
it's exciting.
Sounds exciting.
So beautiful Carmen, who just looks like a Bali goddess, because she's just come back from Bali and is absolutely radiant. Balinese energy and beauty and grace.
So divine, so divine.
So gorgeous Carmen, tell us what you've been doing, darling, apart from... sunbathing, because you're radiant, as the girls are saying, absolutely bronzed and beautiful.
Oh, it's been a long calling for me to go to Bali, but I've been quite resistant, actually, of going there. So for me, the last year has been very much my journey of coming back more and more to myself and really understanding what my energy is about and how I've always known it, but I didn't, you know, like we all are together in this, you know, recognizing what we truly are all about. So the calling for Bali was constantly coming in last year, and I was like, can't do it yet, you know, it's not the right time, I've got the money, anything coming up like that. And it was about me allowing myself to tune in what this was really truly all about, finding that heart space like you started off with your reading, you know, actually making space on a regular basis for me to receive what the truth is behind this. And it was just about giving it to myself. You know, I've been a mother, like we, you know, most of us are, giving to everybody else and really coming into, actually, there is this space now that I need to create for me, you know, and I'm liberating that. And going to Bali was amazing. I've never seen people so in tune with the earth, with their environment, and with being just grateful for what they're receiving. And it's part of the day-to-day life. It's not separate. Spirit is not, you know, it's not spiritualism we do on a Sunday when you go to church. It's just like imbued in everything they do all day long. And it was just so beautiful to see. It was natural. There was no, you know, ulterior motive or behind it. People just love doing it. And you just go into that energy. And being there felt like being in complete balance and harmony with myself, with everybody else around. And that just really ignited me. And I felt... it's really important to bring that to people. And, you know, it's been lovely to hearing, you know, about the course. And I've been very much into clearing limitations for a long time. I feel part of my sole purpose here is to help people to clear stuff from the past, balancing their energies, getting rid of old belief systems that go way down into ancestral lives and past lives. And I do that regularly. And so the Limitless course is just, it's not for no reason that we're all here together anyway. So I'd love to join that and do that on, you know, on this kind of...
We've got our first workshop coming up, haven't we, girls?
We're all coming to be, we're all coming to be part of this.
Content for this course, which would be really good.
And it's about living in harmony with the universal laws, you know, and, you know, we understand now more than ever that science hasn't got all the answers, you know, it's but it has controlled a lot of our beliefs up until now, and this has been running, you know, who we are, because we've somehow been controlled by this idea of what we should be doing. But actually, when you live in harmony with the universal laws and you understand that there is an energy out there, you know, there is something else out there, you know, we don't... Science is coming more to the point where it's actually understanding there's something outside of ourselves that affects, you know, how we are and what it is.
And that's good that it's getting to that point now, because I think... where it's been, science is wonderful on the one hand. On the other hand, it's taught people to look for proof and not to trust. Made us to try and think, if you can prove that's right, you know, science can prove this. Can you prove that experiment? Can you prove that there's energy out there? Can you prove? And yet, you know, we're being required to trust and tune in, go beyond, you know, everything that you're shown. And sort of, so a lot of the the truth and the right way and the wrong way is the old paradigm. That you have to prove it. You have to do this. And the answer is you don't. You have to stand in trust.
When you have to know it. Yeah. You know it is through experience. You don't know something until you experience it.
And it's coming from your heart. It's instead of operating from this headspace where science says, this is, we've proven this and this is right. Because a lot of what science has said up until now is wrong.
Yeah. But what they've just discovered last week, didn't they, is that the gravitational ripples. Did you see that, you know, and
Einstein went that way, didn't he?
He had his theory, and it's just been proven this year, I mean, 2 weeks ago, as you say, and that is that there's something more than that, there's a rhythm going that's beyond what we can see. And so it's about, you know, believing that and actually moving beyond, because as you say, we're all here on purpose. There isn't a single soul on the planet that is here without a purpose. So it's about tuning in and finding that for yourself rather than being told by somebody else, you know, too strongly by the church, or too strongly by a teacher, too strongly by a parent, too strongly by a you know, a dominant friend, or what you should be doing. It's about tuning into yourself.
And we're here to help and wake people up.
Exactly. Absolutely. To encourage you to listen to the little voice inside, which is your heart speaking, not just what your head, as you were saying, Carmen, I shouldn't go to Bali because of this, because of that, because of this. You listen to your heart, which is, yes, I should go to Bali.
Yes, I can.
You know,
and then the courage to actually then follow through and just go
there. Yes, I am. And there's something that I am going to go.
But if you do it from that space of love, and it's all in agape love, you know, when you operate from pure, unconditional love from your heart, every decision that you make will be the right decision for you, and trusting.
And then if it's the right decision for you, it will be the right decision for those around you. And I think, as you're saying, when you've been a mum and you've been, it's not just being a mum, but it's just because in general we are, that you put yourself so far down the line because you put your children before you, you put your husband or whatever, all the dependents go before you. And then, as you say, we're used to not going, well, I'd like to do this, and putting that to the priority. But actually, when you go and recenter yourself and you become really happy and then you're radiant with that love, your whole family benefit from it. Then your whole friend group and your whole neighbourhood and your whole town and your whole world will benefit from you being in that happy place. So it's actually, it's a selfless act to actually to go and do something for yourself instead of your head telling you it's a selfish act.
It's actually self-caring and self-loving, and that's what we, I think, all needed to learn a bit more.
As women and healers, I think, you know, it's amazing as well. And I think, you know, the Dalai Lama said, when the women of the world get together, you know, there'll be peace. You know, there will be peace. And that's what, where we come from.
There's a strong emphasis on peace around the kitchen table today. We did, quite a beautiful prayer for peace, didn't we, today?
Beautiful. For world peace. So
peace to you in this break.
Exactly. Hold the thought of world peace. Exactly.
Wonderful. And after the break, we'll hear about you next.
Wonderful. The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Are you ready to shift your energy, consciousness, and limiting beliefs? Join me, Shefali Burns, every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern on Shifting with Shefali here on Om Times Radio. Shift the blocks, limitations, and negative energies that have kept you from experiencing a life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Are you ready to shift with Shefali? Are you ready to shine your brilliance?
Memoirs of the Bright Side of the Moon. A true story of love beckons you to remember the bright side. You will enter and discover another side of the Pink Floyd and share the return journey of an artist born to help humanity through creating beauty. Written by Ginger Gilmore. Available at angelscript.com today. What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business. And share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio.
Welcome back.
Sorry, just got the giggles now.
I'm just gone.
We've all got the giggles.
We're going out on a high because Claire's upset.
I was just going to say, I've suddenly had a real wave of tearfulness come over me. And so Jill said, I'll talk for you. And then she burst out laughing. Yeah, I'm actually really, really moved that this is the last 15 minutes of...
Oh,
I'm
Coco.
But, yeah, my dog's joining in now.
But as I said to you, Clue, it's the beginning.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but it's absolutely wonderful. But it's like another baby. Mm. It is, and it's like, you know, now you've got to wave it off to university.
Off we go, it's new beginnings, but it's like,
So what's our next big thing that we're going to do together?
The next thing we're doing is we're having a shared open house at your house, aren't we?
The Artist Open House.
For the Artist Open House in Brighton.
The Holistic Art House is going to be open again in May.
Yep.
Wonderful.
That's going to be awesome.
It is going to be awesome.
29 Divine Street.
29 Divine Street.
Yeah. So if there are any listeners that that can come, because it goes for a month, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yep.
It's the Brighton Arts Festival. It's the biggest festival after Edinburgh Festival, and it's 5 weekends in May this year.
Yeah.
And it's for the listeners that don't understand what the Artists Open House is, would you like to explain that, Claire?
It's people's private houses, a la Josephine's, which are open to the public with collaborative groups of artists showing different forms of art, jewellery,
all sorts, sculpture, photography, fine art.
Mosaics,
exactly. And so they're laid out on trails, and so visitors get to choose which trail they go on, and you can go and visit 10, 12, you know, however many you want to. We're going to be the central trail.
Is it all sacred art, or is it all
the theme is the art of sacred divine, and we've got 9 amazing artists, which includes 3 of us here, and we're very excited about it.
So you're showing your photography, Jill?
Yeah, I'm going to be showing the orb photography.
The dog's showing her paw.
And Claire, you've just...
amazing paintings.
Yeah, what's exciting for me is that this painting that has been like an open canvas for the last year and a half, and particularly throughout the whole course of these radio shows, it's been advancing slowly. But I now have the deadline. So it's going to be ready for the Open Art House. And so in the space between finishing this show... I'm going to complete that, which is my launch pad, because this is my this painting really is about equilibrium. It's about bringing it all to form. It's about where I've been, where I'm going. It's about that global heart space.
I'm leaving on a jet plane.
So I'm looking forward to the opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
Because also, you know, beyond that, I am going to be going and having a new radio show. But that will be in about 8 weeks' time on a new platform, which is vividlife.radio. And as of yet, I haven't decided what that show is going to be. So I'm stepping into the void so that there's this opportunity for it to emerge and to go in and listen to that inner voice and find out what my next step is, you know, to just not know. I'm standing there. In this state of excited anticipation, knowing that I'm leaping forward to my next thing, but I don't know what it's going to be. I can declare it's going to be 8 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time, but on Vivid Life Radio. But you'll have to tune in at that point and find out who I am and where I'm doing. But I'm still be me. But what my show will be called and where I'm going. But I see very much the completing of this painting and the art house as the stepping stones towards my next platform to where I'm going next. The key.
I think it's going to be a lovely thing to do the art house together.
Yeah.
And talking about, you know, time limits, I've got 2 paintings to channel for my angels that want to come out between now and me.
Yeah. I should have some time to be 4 a.m. and 6 a.m. in the morning.
You can't really have to get up early in the morning.
Yeah.
But Claire, I am going to... So the art house, being said, we're really looking forward to it, but I would like to suggest to you, being your long-standing longest standing friend here, is that you make this next radio show all about you and who you are, because I'm absolutely certain that the listeners would love to get to know who Claire Johnson really is, because you are the most amazing, talented, beautiful woman, divine soul, and you are so uber talented in everything that you do, and I really think you should take this opportunity for letting the listeners see the Claire Johnson we know. And all about you. Who would agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. And your paintings, which are well,
thank you.
It makes me speechless because they are so beautiful and they resonate. It's like they come to life. So anywhere where your paintings are, they bring life force and energy and possibility and positivity and all of that energy that humanity really, really needs right now.
And they've all got a story. They've got a beautiful story. And they, you know, along with your channeled writing, your paintings are channeled, as my writing's channeled, Your paintings are channeled too, and they've got this amazing divine connection, and which we've shared all these years, Claire. You know, we've had amazing stories to how we came together in the first place. But your energy is something that the listeners, they want to get to know you, honestly.
Thank you.
And
actually, what I would like to hear is more of your brilliant stories, because we've had so many times about your kitchen table with the stories that just come out, and we're like, oh my God, really? Yeah. And that's what makes it, that's what gives it essence.
Again,
and substance.
Yeah, I'll bring it.
And the thing about Equilibrium, you know, you've put it in motion, okay? Yeah. And it's like a boulder gathering moss now, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's growing. It's already developing
it
and growing.
It is. This year, I decided for the first time, I then put it out on LinkedIn. I put the profile out, changed my profile to being visionary at LinkedIn. And I've come across some of the most amazing connections. I've now got some incredible support from leading doctors, from scientists, from spiritual gurus. There's a lot of people who are putting their voice behind Equilibrium and saying, let's bring it to form. So it is actually with the architects at the moment, being pondered by Zaha Hadid, and we're literally gaining a lot of support behind, and it's just incredible what is happening with it. It's just growing, as I said, daily.
And so tell us, you know, for the listeners that don't know anything about Equilibrium, what is Equilibrium going to be? And what's, tell us the essence of it, you know, because that's what we love hearing about. You know, we've seen all the storyboards and we know how divine it is.
Yeah. I started channeling 25 years ago. Whilst visiting Taos, Native American Indian Pueblo in New Mexico. So my channeling is very, very connected to the Native American peoples. And so this is a divine scent project, and it's to build this spiritual unification center that is built like no other. It's a form of architectural earth acupuncture. So it starts with one mighty kingpin of a crystal to anchor the as above energy to the so below of the earth, to reharmonize and rebalance. It wants to be placed somewhere on the San Andreas fault line, where there's the most geostressed point of the planet, to bring this harmony, to release the disruptive energy. And it's a total global spiritual unification. So it'll be the coming together of all the different religious aspects and spiritual beliefs around the world to create this building, which will be a massive, great heart center. So it's a united heart center for the world. But it has a top-end spa and hotel and restaurant and all the uber deliciousness of life that's at that highest vibration. Because when you're in that high vibration of ecstasy, of bliss, that's your highest, most connected to source, to your higher self. So this is where you can access your greater consciousness, your greater purpose. And so it's about empowering people to understand how to connect to that. But there's also a massive, massive education center, which is where all the speakers of the world will come and deliver their wisdom. And that's where we re-empower individuals to know how to better understand their own energy and how we are all creators of our worlds. And this is where, in the future, Being Limitless course will be taught.
Absolutely.
In the education centre of Equilibrium. So this is where the double helix of who you and I are.
Absolutely, yes.
You know, we're building the building for you to be delivering your course yeah. into the building. So, you know, and we didn't know at the start of the show that, no. that that's what would happen. But by the end of it, we now have the building, the structure, yeah. and we have the philosophy and the teaching that's coming. Right. So I'm delighted that we're going to step out there and we're going to bring this.
But this is where you're
and it's a future generation project, isn't it?
It is.
It's a beautiful legacy.
It is. It's not just for our children, it's for our children's children and for the, you know,
it's the future generations.
It's a gift for humanity and it's going to be a global international collaboration, and that's what it is. And all the people who have come on board so far are from, you know, various countries around the world, because this is, as I said, it's not an isolated thing. This is about unified collaboration as humanity.
Top of their fields, aren't they?
People in the top of their fields who just feel the calling that this is what needs to be done. So if anybody has that calling that you want to make a big difference in the world, if that's what your sole purpose is and you know it, that you've come to actually step up beyond your small personal identity and actually answer the calling, well, you know, come on board, because this is what we're all doing. This is what I've been asked to do.
And Claire, you and I are going to India and me as well.
We are. We're going to go to
The Women's Economic Forum.
We are.
And we're going to be talking about Equilibrium and the Being Limitless course.
And we're going to deliver our course to 1,500 delegates from 75 different countries.
Oh, that's
incredible. Yeah. And that's,
so we're stepping up the game. Yeah. So anyone that would like to, you know, invite us to come and to speak anywhere else, please contact us. You can find all my details on these archive shows on the Om Times website. And I'm delighted to say that the archives will remain up on the Om Time website for
indefinitely.
Yeah, which is wonderful, so that you can return to them and find any of the contacts and the information and sources from the guests.
And we can update the Equilibrium Facebook page.
The Facebook page will continue to run. Yeah. And so then my latest writing, I'll continue to be posting up onto the Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And so if anybody wants to contact us, they can through that. Mm-hmm. And I'll get all of you girls to post any of your news still on the Facebook page.
And we're going to have the Holistic Art House.
Yeah, Holistic Art House has a Facebook page.
Yeah. But we'll do links to that onto the Equilibrium so people can find it easily.
And Being Limitless.
And Being Limitless.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So that just remains for us to say. Thank you so much. What an amazing journey we've had.
Very emotional.
Bit emotional now.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for listening, and stay golden to you beautiful listeners.
And until then, we'll be raising vibrations across the nation.
Namaste.